Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Golan Ben Gabriela, Matan Ben Vola, Kol HaChayalim, Ve'achatufim, Ve'am HaYoshev V'tzion, Avi Moroni Maros, Sheyichyu, Nishmas, Maros Esibat, Shum Rachanat, Ve'am Shalat HaChas, Ve'am Zeb, Ve'am Zeb, Ve'am Yosef, Shum Rachanat, Ve'am Yaakov Tzvi, Ravaram Ben Yaakov Shachna, and L'schus Yitzchak Ben Baruch, Ravaram Yosef, and Chana, and we're going to be learning the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Pei Zayin. It's talking about the first day of the of Nisan, the Yom HaKomos HaMishkan. Vahi b'chodesh harishon b'shana Hashemis be'echad la'chodesh hukam HaMishkan. And it was in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, in other words, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that the Mishkan was erected. And the Gemara says, Tana Osiyam Natal Eser Ataros. That day took 10 crowns. What are the 10 crowns of that day? Says the Gemara, Rishon L'Maisib Reish, Rishon L'Sim, Rishon L'Kuna, Rishon L'Avod, Rishon L'Reseish, Rishon L'Chilis Kach, Rishon L'Shkan Shina, Rishon L'Varech HaSisor, Rishon L'Sirbonis, Rishon L'Chadashim. So, it was the first day of creation. It was the first day of creation, meaning Sunday was Yom Rishon. It was, as Rashi has it, it was Rishon LeNesiim. It was the first day of the offering. It was the first day of the offerings brought by the Nesiim. Rishon LeKehuna, first day of service by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. It was the first time the descent of the fire upon the Mizbeach, the first time the Kachim Reedin, the first day of the resting of the Shechina upon the Jewish people. The first day the Jewish people were blessed by the Kohanim, the first day of the prohibition to bring Karbanos and Bamos, and it was the first of the month. So these are the 10 crowns that that special day took. So it's beautiful that it connects to this week's Parsha, Parsha Shemini, and it also connects to Shabbos Mevarach and Chodesh Nisan. Amazing. Shemini we have, that's the day, that's the special day. And we're talking about the Yom HaKomos HaMishkan, even though this pasuk is Shmos Mem that we quoted. But we read about it in greater detail here in Shemini. So now we're going to explain these 10 Ataros based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Ma'or Einenu Or Yisrael V'Kdosho Maran HaRav Zatzal. He talks about all of this Rishoniyut, this first. Yisrael, b'tor tamtzit ha'enoshut, ha'enoshiyut kula, b'tamtzit ha'yesh b'chlaluto, me'usaf b'tzura merkazit l'romem u'l'sagev hakol. Hofa'o b'hashlamato ha'tzurit, אוצרות האורה הכוללים כל החמודות האישיות, החברתיות, ההיסטוריות והעולמיות. It's important to note, as we noted in the past, that the Ein Haya, four-volume set, two on Brachas, two on Shabbos. Shabbos, unfortunately, the Rav didn't finish. At least we don't have it, if he did. And the first three volumes are written in more traditional language, even though it's still beautiful, like the Rav writes, but the fourth volume already is written in much more poetic language, which those who learn his other Sfarim are used to, the Orot HaKodesh and Orot, etc. So we already see here this very beautiful and poetic language. The Jewish people are the Tamsis. They're the essence of the world. They're the, as the Rav writes in Sefer Rot, that Knesset Yisrael is Tamtzita Havaya. I think that's an Orot. the essence, the distillation of all creation is in the Jewish people. Tamtzit ha'noshiyut kula, all of mankind, all of the yesh, all of existence. And our job is to elevate the whole world. And therefore, hofa'o, our appearance, v'hashlamato hatzurit, our tzura, our form is supposed to be complete. We're supposed to appear in this complete form and express the shlemus of the world. So we have these otzros ha'ora, we have these treasure houses of light that include all of the wonders, all of the pleasures, all of the greatness of humanity, ishiot, chavrutiot socially, historiot historically, and olamiot in the world. Hakishur shebein ha'akama meshuchlelet shel Yisrael lechazon kol yakum yachad, the connection between the establishment of the Jewish people and the vision of all the universe, huvlat, was accentuated, was emphasized, b'rishon l'maaseh b'rishit. So in other words, we're going to see here all of these rishoniyut, all of this, the firstness, because the Jewish people are really the root of everything, b'shreishis, b'shreisol, sh'niku reishis, b'ar elokim b'shmayim b'sa'aretz. And that's expressed particularly on the day of Hakamas HaMishkan, which in a sense parallels this first day of creation. So it already says here, who it's Rishon Lamaise Bereshis. In other words, it was on Yom Rishon, on the first day of creation. So just like the erection of the Mishkan by the Jewish people was on the first day of creation, and Yom Rishon, what we call Sunday. Quite problematically, by the way, using a Avodah Zarah name for a day. That's why the Ramban says, better say Yom Rishon l'Shabbos, Sheni l'Shabbos. So this shows that the Pisgah, the height, the zenith of the whole Bria is Am Yisrael. We started it all off. It's Rishon LeMaaseh Bereishis. When we erected the Mishkan the first day of Maaseh Bereishis. And that the Mishkan obviously connects to us. And that shows that all of Maaseh Bereishis rests on the shoulders of the Jewish people. Shel Yom HaPlim HaLazeh, this wondrous day. Shel HaHofah Rishona, the first appearance. Shel Shechlul Tzurat HaUmah, of the perfection of the form of the nation, gam b'tchunam muchashit, even in a concrete way. Because we see now that Am Yisrael has reached a certain type of geula, like the Ramban says, that's the geula of Am Yisrael, and say for Shmos, say for Galus v'geula, the geula is the Mishkan. The Geula is the building of the Mishkan where God rests with them. So all of creation, the Mishkan we know is a microcosm of creation. That's why the malachas that we refrain from on Shabbos are malachas, Shabbos is Zeich L'Maaseh Bereishis, and the malachas we refrain from are those that were done to create the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan is the microcosm of the world. So by refraining from doing malachas of the Mishkan, we're refraining from doing malachas of the world, in a sense. So this whole world, so that's why this, that's why it was Yom Rishon LeMaaseh Bereishis, Sunday. The first appearance of existence, Sunday, Yom Rishon. And that's also the first day of the Mishkan. Amshich HaRav u'ba'asher ha'mishtar ha'lumi eneni yonek mi b'kol dal v'razeh. Lo mitfiyot ha'ra'iyot v'shalheviyot, psariyot, shal tzorchei shalav adam. או של נטיות פורחות ונמללות, כי ממקור חיי העולמים, מידי אוויר יעקב, יוצר בראשית, נוסדה המשטריה הלאומית, אשר לגוי קדוש. על כן אז ביום השחרור הגדול הוקרא גם כן ראשוניות של נשיאים. The Nisim, these princes, symbolize the source of the ideals of the nation, where we draw our ideals from, what gives us our spiritual nourishment. The message of Rishon the Nisim is that the value of the nation is not something temporal, something passing, something that'll just crumble away, but rather it comes from a place higher than the entire world. And therefore, if the Nisim as well, who represent the rulership over Am Yisrael, this was the first day. That's why the Rav says, U'pasher ha-mishtar ha-le'umi, the mishtar, the leaders, like Milashan Shoter, like policemen, the leaders, leadership of the nation, in Enu Yonek doesn't derive its nourishment mimakor dal v'razeh, from a very poor and thin source, and not mitviyot arayot, not from temporal demands, v'shal heviyot psariyot, and the desires of the flesh, of tzarchei shah, the fires of the flesh, of tzarchei shah levadon, of the temporary needs, or nitiyot parchot v'nimlalot, these passing fancies. Where does it come from? Where does the Jewish people's leadership come from? Mimakol chaye olamim. It comes from the source of all life. Midei avir Yaakov, yotze bereishis, from God. That's where we get the mishtariyah ha-le'umit, the national leadership to this holy nation. Therefore, biyom ha-shechlul ha-gadol, on this great day of perfection, there's a recognition, hukra gam ken rishoniyut shel nesiim, because again, this is the day of the creation, in a sense, of Am Yisrael, the perfection of Am Yisrael. So therefore, it has to be expressed, number one, this is the day that the world started, because Am Yisrael is the root of the world, stands on our shoulders. And also, this is a special day for the Nisim, because our leadership also draws its power from the source of all existence, from the first, from God. Therefore, today's Rishon the Nisim. וכאשר הסדר המשטרי של עמה יוצא אל אור בקווה ויותר יסודים, כבר מתלבטת היא הצורה הרוחנית העליונה בקביעות, אישה הנושא דקלה בתכונה מכוננת מראשית היצירות הנפשיות, ראשון לכהונה. Where do we find that this shilton, that this leadership is expressed in a spiritual way, in a fundamentally spiritual way, by in the kahuna, the men of spirit who carry the flag of the nation? So therefore that also had to appear on this day, because again, everything relating to Klal Yisrael, to the chashivus of Klal Yisrael, is going to be appearing on this day. So we have our Mishkan, we have it that it's on the first day of Maaseh Bereishis, so it relates to all of creation. Nisim, those are our leaders, that also is the first day of them, that they were doing, bringing their korbanos. The kahuna, they're doing their avoda, and that's the spiritual representation of our leadership. Kahuna bo b'yom gomelet hi at piriya mara tchila mara tchila. לא בכוח בשר ולא בשביל הסכמת בני אדם, בן אדם חציר, כי אם על פי עצת השם, העבודה המוארה מפי יוצר כל עצת השם, אשר יעץ על עמו ועל כל מעשיו, אשר נמצא לנחלה דלות על ידי בחירי הקודש עם קודשו ראשון לעבודה. So it's not enough that we have the kahuna. So first of all, that's what the Rav was saying before, that it's the very fact that we have Kohanim. It's the first day of the Kohanim. But that can't be in a vacuum. We can't just have Kohanim. The Kohanim need to do the Avodah. That's what it means. Bakuna bo b'yom gomelati et piriya. Mar'a atcheila. It shows its power. It bears its fruit. And not from anything physical, material, relating to the flesh. Not because people agree with it, but rather that's the Eitz of Hashem. that God gave us. So this, therefore, this has to be not on the first day of Kehuna, but the first day of the Avodas HaKehuna. Lichon LaAvodah. Avodah Zo. Kishem Sheramu Erke Sheramu Aracheha Mikol Binat Adam Umromamai Mikol Haskamat Sechel V'Dimayon. And this avoda, it's greater than any understanding of man, and exalted from the anything that the intellect and imagination can perceive of. So then God also showed his testimony to the eyes of the nation by the wonder of the falling of the fire from Shemayim to show everybody. So we show to the eyes of all, to tell all the generations, that there is a godly secret in the whole system of actions that are given over to man, and the building of the world and the perfection is based on the counsel of God who created everything. And this is connected to the actions of man. In other words, ki achusu b'choveret b'elu apulot ha-medyukot mitzad esmam diuk Elohi, when the Kohanim do their avoda as the avoda is supposed to be done, that's going to bring the esh down min ha-shamayim. So we have our avoda, and our avoda is connected to the hashpah milamala. There's going to be a hashpah min ha-shamayim when we do our avoda as we're supposed to. And therefore, this was also the day it was Rishon Lekuna, Rishon Lavoda, and Rishon, the first day of Yiridus Ha'ish, to show that that's the way the world is going to work. We are going to... we are going to do our avoda, and then God is going to respond in kind if we do it exactly the way Hashem commanded us to do it. Ve'apela Elyon Or Hashem Asher Higiach Merosh Mikedem בראשית היצירה, לקרוא לעולם ומלואו שיקומו ויעמדו להיות יש, קורא הוא תמיד לעם עולמים, גוי איתן, ישראל למלות את כל חלל העולם ההכרי, בהודעת, בהודעת השקפת עולם ברורה ונאמנה זו, ובהשקפת עולם מובעה, מעומק רז היצירה כוללת כל צורה בכל חומר, המאחדת בגודלה את הכל, היא מאחה בקודשה את כל צורכי בשר בקודש, ואכילת קודשים, בתור פעולה נשגבה המותאמה לכל תוכנים אדירים בקודש, נתגלתה אז בפועל, לחג, אולי לחוק, wasn't clear in the Xavier, לדורות. After the Bria Sa'olam, Am Yisrael continues creating the world and giving it existence because it gives it meaning. By following the way of Hashem, even in Gashmias, and that's by eating kachim. So we eat the physical kachim, the Bisar kachim. Today is the Rishon, it's Rishon le'achilas kachim. Because we do this Maisa Gashmi that fits with the God's command and connects to the Ruchnias as part of the Avodas HaMikdash. So that's the Pela Elyon, the divine wonder, Or Hashem, the light of Hashem, Asher Higiach Merosh Mikedem Hashir, that jumped in from at the very beginning of time, to call the whole world, to get up and exist and be a reality. And Koreu Tamid is always calling. This the voice of God is always calling La'am Olamim to this eternal nation, this holy Koyetan, this strong nation, Yisrael, L'malot, to fill kol chalal ha'olam ha'keri, all of the vast space of the world of recognition, the world of cognition, b'hoda'at, informing them of this hashkafat olam brura v'ne'emana zo, this clear hashkafas olam, this clear veltan shum, this perspective on the world. That what? That we have an expression of Omek Raza Yitzira, the deep secret of creation that connects all Tzur and all Chomer, all physical, all spiritual, all material and all spiritual. HaMe'achedet B'Godla Takol, that unites in its greatness everything. Me'acheb Kodesha, it sews together in its holiness. All Kol Tzorchei B'Sar B'Kodesh, all the needs of the holy flesh and together with the spirituality. And therefore, achilas kachim mitol pulan itzkavam mutamal lechol tochnim adrim bakodesh. The eating of kachim is this very sublime action that fits the great spiritual principles. And therefore, it was revealed then in a very concrete way for all the generations. Ve'ofam ulgeshet. So that's rishon lechilas kachim. Now we have rishon l'shchina. Rishon lishkon shchina. Ve'ofam ulgeshet v'chol chush pnimi v'chitzoni. B'chol mesiba v'alila. Mesiba here doesn't mean a party, like it does in modern Hebrew. It means an event. B'olam ha'pnim v'achitzoni v'kishur ha'lalhuti ma'olam v'melo kvodo b'folo b'maaseh k'mo b'sechel v'ofah ruchanit b'anagat toldatit v'yitzira nishmatit ha'meshalachet anfei ha'me'olam ad olam ha'shrat shchina ha'rata az b'reishit et hoda ha'mazhir rishon l'shkon shchina shchina is the connection between heaven and earth, the uniting of the spiritual and the physical in a very complete way. You know, that's what we're doing today. We're bringing everything together on the first day of Nisan. So the Shechina unites the upper world and the lower world, and therefore that's the first time it appears is today. The Shechina filled the Mishkan. That's what it means, the Hofam will geshet, the appearance that's felt in every chush pnimi and chitzoni, in pnimius and chitzonius, in every mesiba v'alila, in all events, in the olam ha'pnimi chitzoni, the internal world, the external world, the connection of godliness to the world in all of its glory, befa'al u'b'maaseh, in action, and just like in seichel and ofar ruchani, just like in the intellect and in the spiritual appearance. B'anagat toldatit, b'yitzira nishmatit, ha'mishalachat anafem me'olam ad olam. In a behavior that has told us, that has an outgrowth and a spiritual creation that spreads its branches forever and ever. That's the Hashras HaShechina. That's the connection of the Shechina to this world that started then and continues. So that was the first day. That was Rishon Lashras HaShechina. That was the root of all Lashras HaShechina in this world. And this is also the first day that the Jewish people were blessed by the Kohanim. V'koach ha'chaim v'kol kol ha'tzlacha me'in ma'yan kol bracha b'birkat olam l'chol olamim b'birkat nefesh l'chol ishiut miyuchada b'birkat am le'uma l'dorotea l'tazir b'todat b'teudata וצביונה לעד, הכל אחוז ומסורג ממקור החיים העליונים הללו. מידי יוצר בראשית ראשון לברך את ישראל. The power of life, the source of all הצלחה, this high level of life that was revealed on that day is the source of all bracha in the world. Everything comes from מקור החיים העליונים. It's the מעיין כל ברכה, it's the wellspring of all blessing. The בלכת עולם, it's the internal blessing לכל עולמים for all the worlds. It's bilkat nefesh lechol ishiut miyuchada. It's a blessing on every individual person. And it's a bilkat am. It's a blessing for the nation. It's a blessing for the world. It's a blessing for the cosmos. It's a blessing for every individual. It's a blessing for Am Yisrael. That Am Yisrael itazer betudata v'tzivyona la'ad. That it should keep its form. It should
do with what it's supposed to be doing for all the generations. Everything is all connected to the Makor Chaim Elyonim Alalo Midei Yotzer Bereshit. It's all connected. It all comes from the source of life, from God. So this is the opening of all blessing in the world. It starts here, Rishon Levarech Es Yisrael. Next, Rishon L'Isser Bamos. והחטיביות המיוחדה של האומה וחיזתה הכללית באור השם בדיוק המעשים בתיאור החיים על פי השם היא הגורמת למרכזיות הכללית השמירה מהתפוצצות הכוחות והציורים מיסוד, מיסוד מעשה הנקדש ראשון לאיסור בנות, במות, the base basis on which the Asherah Shechina rests and the fact that we're connecting to the Shechina, the Achdus. Is the fact that we have Achdus. That's what gives us the Ashuas HaShechina. So what's then we're going to be able to have the Shechina if we have Achdus. That's what it means. Chitiviyut HaMiyuchada Shel HaOma V'Chizda Klal Hashem. The fact that we're all interconnected. We're all holding on to the light of God. We're all B'diyuk Ma'asim V'Tiyur Chem Al Pi Hashem. We're living our life. We're doing our deeds based on Hashem. That's what causes the centrality of the Mishkan. And then we don't just, everyone just doesn't go. Hashmirah mitpotzut hakochot, we're guarded from the blowing up of the kochos. Vatziyurim miyisod maaseh hanikdash. So we don't want to just go in all directions. So the, today was the first day we weren't allowed to bring bamos, our own personal altars. Why? Because that destroys the achdus. The idea of a bama is that you're not mu'uchad with other people. Everybody has their own personal worship. Like everybody's sitting and davening at home. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be in shul. Everyone's together. It's a base knesses. Everyone's supposed to gather together. Makom kinus. Mishkan is the mikdash ma'at, right? You know, base knesses, mikdash ma'at. The mikdash agadol is that's what unites us. So memela, the way we're going to get this shechina and brach and everything else is that we have achdus. So memela is the first day of Isser Bamos. Right, the other things are positive, lishkon shchina and
ma'aseh bereishis, nesiim, kehuna, avoda, yiridas eish, kodshim, shchina, levarach es Yisrael, and then iser bamos, pitom an iser. Where are the iser getting you?
The answer is that's the way we keep the achdus, is by the iser of bamos. והמרכזיות המאחדת את נשמת האומה וחוברת יחד היא המטביעה צורתה לזמן לקדש את הזמנים. לצייר התוכן חל... Now the last one is ראשון לחדש. So this unity of the soul of the Jewish people that's all together makes its imprint, makes its impact, makes it puts its stamp on the form of time, to sanctify time. That's why it's the ראשון לחדש. לצייר התוכן לפותם על פי אור אלוהי that the, all the changing of times can be based on God's light. God's clear light, that appeared when we left Egypt, to know where we're supposed to be. In the nations and in the world, and what we're going to imprint on the tablets of the generations in the sanctification of time. השנה מקבלת את צורתה לכל חליפותיה אשר בטבע מוחש. And the world gets its tzura from the different changes in time that we see in nature. Zera וקוצר, קור וחום, like it says in Parashas Noach. על פי אותו רשם הכללי שאור אלוהית הופיע בראשון לחדשי השנה, but it all stems from the first month. It all stems from the beginning. בגלות יד השם על עבדיו על עולמו. When the hand of God was revealed on his nation, on his world. בתודות מעשיו. And the history of its deeds, Rishon LaChadashim. So this Achdus that we have at this time places its stamp of holiness on all time, all the different changes in the time in the year. It's all rooted in it's all interconnected and holy because it's all rooted in Chodesh Nisan. Even the physical, even the different change in times and the seasons. Four seasons, all rooted in Rosh Chodesh. The holiness starts there. When God first reveals himself. So as the, I don't know who wrote this, but someone explained it, has a nice sikkum for this keta. I mean, he explains it keta by keta, but the whole after the whole thing, he writes, Rav Kook masbir, שבכל הממדים שראינו עם ישראל ביטא בעולם באותו יום, כמכת פתיחה את האופנים השלמים המרוממים את המציאות. That in all dimensions that we saw, עם ישראל expresses in the world this opening of שלמוס, of רוממוס. We have פסגת המציאות והחזון. We start off with the Rav writes at the beginning, הקולים כל החמודות האישיות, right? It includes all the lights of humanity, chavrutiyot, socially, historiot, historically, olamiyot in the world. So we have Maaseh Bereishis, which is very existence. Today was the day that expressed the root of all existence, connected to the first of all creation. And then we spoke about, the Rav says, a chavrutiyot, right? The ideal social behavior. Nisim, Kehuna, Avoda, right? Nisim are the leaders, and the Kehuna, the Kohanim, are the spiritual leaders. They're doing their Avoda. And then we have our connection to the Borei Olam. In a very real way, how do you have that connection? Where do you see that connection? Because you have the Yerida Ta'ish, that we do our avodah and God brings down the fire, and we eat our kachim, connecting the Gashmi to the Ruchni, the Ashuras HaShchina. We bless the Jewish people, bring the blessing down to the world. And then we have the complete Achdus, that's the Isser Bamas. And all of these Ruchniistic Amailas are Mashpia, even to the basic level of time. Rishon LaChadashim. So that is the uniqueness of the first day of Nisan. It's like a totally wow, like, well, what do you say when you hear a shtika like this? It's pretty not normal, huh? So Baruch Hashem Shezachinu. And Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Yesh Od Harbe Ma Ledaber Al Zeh. Aval Ani Modeh Lechem Sheh'ezantem. U'Be'ezrat Hashem, Anachem B'li Nader Nireh Od. Toda Rabba Rabba, Shalom Shalom.